presenting Superman. Up in the sky, look, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman. And now, Superman. Just a few hours to go before the crack train of the West Coast Railroad, the Silver Clipper, leaves Denver for Salt Lake City, where the mysterious power, through its agent the Wolf, has sworn she will never arrive. And Superman, in his character of Clark Kent, news reporter for the Daily Planet, Superman was last seen being dragged down a flight of steel stairs and thrown into the soundproof room of the Wolf's hideout near the railroad yard. It is late afternoon, verging toward sundown in the world above, and still the gangster Kino works on the unresisting form of Kent, bound and shackled to the wall before him.
Hey, listen, you. I'm getting tired of this. How about talk?
I've already told you. There's nothing I care to talk about.
Wise guy, hey? Okay, we'll see how long you last at this.
Open the door, Kino.
Okay, here comes the boss. Wait till you see what happens now.
Well, Kino, what luck?
No luck at all so far. He ain't doing much talking. He's tough, boss. Still, I was just gonna...
Let it go, Kino. There's no more time. I did want to know where he got his information, but it won't matter.
That's what you think, Wolf.
That's what I know, my young friend.
What do you mean?
You'd like me to talk, huh? Very well, I don't mind in the least. In a few hours' time, Mr. Clark Kent, the Silver Clipper will leave Denver for Salt Lake. You recall what happened to the locomotive and tender last night?
Don't boast, Wolf. You didn't have anything to do with that. They'll find that engine.
Possibly. But they haven't found it yet. And let me tell you this, Mr. Kent. They won't find the Silver Clipper either. Kino.
Yeah, boss.
We're leaving at once.
Well, what about this guy?
He'll stay where he is, permanently.
What are you going to do, Wolf?
Nothing whatever. We shall leave you just where you are, for all time. Or until someone comes down here and finds you, which may take a month or two. Kino, the persuader.
Oh! Out like a light. And when he comes to...
When he comes to, we'll be 20 miles on our way to San Joaquin.
Hey, wait, boss. He's plenty tough. What if he breaks out?
Breaks out? Don't be silly, Kino. The walls are solid sheet steel, 3 inches thick. Then 5 inches of concrete. Then more steel. If he breaks out of that, I'll put him in the circus.
Okay. Reckon he's safe.
Come, Kino. Goodbye, Mr. Clark Kent. You'll forgive me if I do not say, I hope we meet again.
But we will meet again, and very soon. And thanks for telling me where. On the road to San Joaquin, eh? And I'll give you a little while to get clear of town, and then I'll be seeing you, Wolf. Handcuffs, eh? It's a good thing for you I wasn't feeling playful.
All right, Kino. From now on, things will move.
Jump in, boss.
Take the lower road to the river, and then up toward the pass. Look, look, Kino. The sun's just going down over the railroad yards.
Hey, boss. There she is, the Silver Clipper, just in from Shy. She'll lay over a while and then hit the line for Salt Lake.
And we'll be ready and waiting. Let's go.
Twenty minutes. That ought to give me time enough to get out of earshot. What was that he said about sheet steel 3 inches thick? You're a liar, Wolf. 2.5 at the most. Look at those walls bend. Well, you might have kept Clark Kent in a vault like this, but not Superman. There goes the concrete, and still more steel. Well, I'll just put my foot through that. And that's that. Now, up the stairs. I won't go out in the street. Attract too much attention. Just up to the roof for an easy takeoff. Oh, what's this? A skylight. And padlocked. Here goes. Out into the night in the fresh air. One jump and we're up. Up. And away. Now then. All I have to do is follow his car on the San Joaquin Road. Oh, yes. And a fellow called the Wolf is going to put Clark Kent in the circus. Here I come, Wolf.
Hey, which way you going, will you, boss?
Take it easy, Kino. In a moment, we'll be at the crossing of the San Joaquin River. Do you know where that runs?
Sure, down through Schooner Canyon Lake to the dam at Wallkill.
And do you know how Schooner Canyon got its name?
Who cares?
Oh, it's interesting, Kino. The canyon took its name from an old mining camp, now at the bottom of the lake.
I still don't see
why... It was a roaring camp, Kino, until they built the dam and turned the canyon into a reservoir.
Must have been tough to get to, down in a hole like that.
They had a railroad, Kino. They broke a tunnel through the canyon wall, laid the tracks through the tunnel, and down the canyon wall to the camp.
Yeah?
Ah, now you're beginning to understand. Exactly, Kino. The camp is under 1,000 feet of water, but the branch line tracks still lead to the water's edge. Through the tunnel, down the wall.
Hey, now listen, you don't think that you
can... Wait. What was that?
I didn't hear nothing.
It sounded like a rushing of wind, or wings, high over our heads.
Chicken hawk.
At night?
Well, I don't hear it now, whatever it was. Hey, what about the canyon?
Well, Kino, that's where that spare engine went last night.
Into the lake?
Right into it, Kino. It left the main line after my men had attended to the switch, shut down the grade, roared into the tunnel, and disappeared forever in the waters of Schooner Canyon Lake.
Couldn't they stop?
No time. And the rails of the branch line were thick with grease.
Oh, you can't do it again. It's wholesale murder.
What of it? Not losing your nerve, are you, Kino? Look, we're here.
Hey, you left the road.
Naturally. We're on the back road above the old junction. Come along, Kino.
Well, where are we going?
Down the tunnel, just a few yards ahead. I'll show you what's going to happen. What's the matter?
Hey, what's that guy doing over there?
One of my workmen, I suppose. I have several. There, I don't see him.
He dodged off again. Listen, now, I don't like this. Someone's sure to catch on.
Who? Don't be a fool, Kino. The only outsiders are the two members of the train crew on the engine. They jumped off last night just in time.
What, the engineer? Well, where is he?
He'll never jump again, nor will the fireman.
Well, where are they?
Up on the rocks above the tunnel, shackled down. Later, they'll be found lying dead beside the tracks. Sensation, Kino. Imagine the mystery and the terror. Train crew dead on the tracks. No sign of an accident. No sign. Train.
Oh, there he is again. Look.
Be quiet, will you? What are you talking about?
I seen it. A long red cape. He was just flying.
Kino, you're out of your head.
The conductor. That's what the conductor saw. Clearing the line for the Continental.
The conductor was seeing things, and so are you, Kino. Come along. Here's the tunnel.
I don't want to go in there.
Oh, yes, you do, Kino. I want you to. It's not far. But I want you to see what happens to trains and to people.
People? What do you mean?
You're weak, Kino. You see things in the dark. You might be tempted to forget who you're working for.
Oh, no, never, not me, boss.
Well, we'll just make sure of that. Keep going, Kino, till I tell you to stop.
Devil. The cold, inhuman devil. He's given himself away this time. I'll find those two trainmen. They're just the evidence we need. Where are they? Quick. Above the tunnel. Good thing I can see in the dark and through rocks. There they are. Chained down to die. But they won't die. Not this time. They'll be the witnesses that hang you, Wolf. It's all right. I won't hurt you. Gotta break those chains. Now, one under each arm. I'll find a ranch house and drop them at the door. They won't know what's happened. I think they crawled there. And then back to get the police. Up!
There, Kino. We're at the end of the tunnel. Look down the canyon.
Gee. It must be 1,000 feet across.
And would you like to know how deep? 300 feet down to water, and 1,000 feet more after that.
Yeah. the lake of Schooner Canyon. What's the time?
The flash of light.
7:15. 7:15. Kino, the Silver Clipper is 20 minutes out of Denver.
Roaring up the Rockies to the crossing at San Joaquin. The crack streamliner of the West Coast Railroad rushes through the dark at 80 miles an hour, destined for a watery grave at the bottom of Schooner Canyon Lake. Meanwhile, a strange figure hurtles through space, back the way he came. But will he be in time? Can he drop the injured men, warn the authorities, and get back to save the train without revealing who he is? Thrills, suspense, climax. Tune in and follow the story of Superman. Be with us again for the next thrilling installment of Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.